All right, welcome back. Who's Talking? Second half hour tonight. Had a lot of football conversation there in the first half hour. We're going to transition over to baseball a little bit with a former Who standout, Jarrett Parker, and he's a local guy with the Richmond Flying Squirrels, who won today. And I think their home opener is tomorrow night. Is that right, Jarrett?
That is correct. Tomorrow night.
So a big night in Richmond tomorrow night, so we can not only promote the Who's, but, of course, that game's probably already sold out or probably close to it, I would think. Yeah,
I would imagine it's getting there.
Jarrett, this is Frank. Enjoyed watching one of your local interviews the other night. Looks like you are currently leading the team in hitting right now. Is that right?
You know what? I haven't checked. I try not to check, but I've been swinging it well a little bit.
I have the stats right in front of me. You are correct. He is leading the team by a sizable margin, but on the other side, it's only 7 games into the season. So
hey,
he's got a long way to go.
They count, Hobbo. Everyone on counts. Jarrett, enjoyed watching you play up in Charlottesville. I tell you, you used to really cover a lot of green grass in center field playing for the Cavs. And I think it's so exciting that you're playing for the Flying Squirrels here in Richmond and the San Francisco Giants organization. And my able-bodied super research analyst extraordinaire, Chris Sill, has a couple of questions for you in a minute. But I want to ask you just one simple question. Talk to us a little bit about transitioning from college baseball and getting coached up by Brian O'Connor and Carl Kuhn and all those good guys in Charlottesville, and now playing pro baseball, and what's that like for you?
Sure, yeah. First of all, I can't say enough about the Virginia baseball program. I can tell you without a doubt that if I didn't go to Virginia and play under Coach Mack and Coach Kays and Coach Oak, I would have never had the opportunity to play professional baseball. The things they taught me, not only on the baseball field, but, how to carry yourself as a man, just unbelievable. So, the things I learned from them, they're awesome coaches. They really make you better as a player. My experience there with them was amazing. And the transition from collegiate to professional, it's definitely a change. In college you're playing about around 60 games, I think, and then you go to professional baseball where you're playing, I think I played about 120 to 140 games last year. So, you're playing day in and day out, and, you're seeing a lot better arms, to be honest. During the midweek in college, you'll probably play a little, weaker teams, whatnot. So, if you have a tough weekend or a tough game, you can get used to those midweek arms where you can get back in the groove. Whereas in professional baseball, you're facing a starter that's throwing, 92 with, that can locate all three pitches. Mm-hmm. And then, you're seeing relievers that can come in and bump it up. There was a guy today that was throwing about 101.
Mm-hmm.
So, you just don't get a break. So you have to be on your game every day in and day out. It's just a grind, basically. So once you get used to that grind, it's much easier.
I was going to say, Jarrett, last year, it seemed like, early on you struggled, but then you hit a point. I think it was in June where you just started, hitting the ball really well, and it's almost like the game slowed down for you, and it seems like that's carrying over to this year. What do you think that's it? You're just getting used to being in Double A, or what is it?
Yeah, funny story. Last year I started out and I was struggling real bad, and my mom called me one morning and she goes, I don't know what you did to make yourself believe that you don't belong out there and you're not good enough to play with those guys, but that's absolutely not true, and you need to fix that. And my mom doesn't know anything about the game or anything like that, but I said, wow, that's my mom telling me that, I don't believe myself, and she was right. I had lost confidence, and in baseball and sports and in life, really, it's confidence. That's what it's all about, So I think that morning I was like, wow, all right, I'm gonna change something. So I went out there and I was just, I just fake confidence for a while until I got it. And then
fake it till you make it, you know, right?
Yeah, fake it till you make it. And then once I had the confidence, you know, I just tried to kept it going. And you know, it's funny, like when I've done the best, you know, I've done throughout the season, it's really just happened. You know, I'm just playing the game and I'm just, you know, playing loose and relaxed and confident, and just it just happens really.
Jarrett, this is Hobbo. You're in Richmond. Charlottesville's not too far away. I'm sure you stay in pretty close contact with the Virginia baseball team. I think they're 28-5 now, ranked first or second, depending on what poll they're in. What's your prospectus for the rest of the season for the Hoos?
Oh, you know, I think you know, the sky's the limit for them. You know, I know that they've got unbelievable talent on the team. I know the pitching staff. I think, you know, Nathan Kirby threw a no-hitter not too long ago, which is, you know, pretty impressive. And there's tons of great arms, and I know there's a lot of position players that can really hit. So, hey, the sky's the limit for the Hoos, you know. I think they could definitely go all the way.
You know, when the Hoos get into the postseason play, if you call it that, you know, there again, it's all about that confidence, isn't it? You got to get on your game and rise to the occasion for to get into that College World Series.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, the funny thing about it, you know, when it comes to playoffs, and I feel like in professional baseball, you know, in the big leagues as well, you know, when it comes to the playoffs, it's really whoever's hot, you know. So whenever they come along, you know, the first time we made it to the College World Series, my second year, you know, we weren't necessarily the most talented team, but we got hot when it mattered. You know, when it came to you know, when it came to time, we really stepped up, and, you know, that's how we shot into the College World Series. So, you know, it's really, you know, if they can come together in the postseason, you know, they can take it down for sure.
Well, Jarrett, a lot of times baseball's pitching and defense and key timely hitting, but you mentioned earlier the midweek pitcher. When you get to the NCAA playoffs, you don't see that midweek pitcher anymore. You're just seeing the top guys.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, you get to the postseason, and yeah, you're seeing those great arms every day. So,
hey, Jarrett,
different there, but
remember, you know, Ortiz in the World Series. Remember, he just could not miss that ball. I mean, do you get into that groove sometimes, and it's just you're so confident that the world just slows down?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, I think, well, you know, that's what Chris mentioned last season. You know, it just happens. You know, you kind of get in the groove and just. You just have that confidence, and it just kind of flows.
Well, you know what's great is our listeners here on Who's Talking are also, most of them are probably listening to the baseball games right here on Sports Radio 910. So, Jared, we want to wish you a lot of luck this season. We're excited that you're here in Richmond. And I know the Wahoos are going to play VCU later this spring out there at the Diamond, which has been some exciting games, and they've drawn like 6,000 and 7,000 people to those games. We wish you a lot of luck with the Squirrels, and I know before you know it, you'll be up there in the show kicking some butt out there in San Fran. And Chris still wants to ask you something.
Quick question. Who's going to get there first? Is it going to be you or is it going to be Phil Gosselin getting to the league?
Well, Phil, he already got up last year.
Oh, you're right. That's right. He was up there already. Yeah, yeah.
Don't forget Tyler Wilson.
Making his
way. Yeah, he's actually pitching tomorrow, I believe, in Akron.
Hey, and most importantly, when Frank and Hobbo need squirrel tickets, we just give you a call.
That's
sounds
what I
good.
Do.
Yeah.
Hey, we could use some tickets, and we'll cheer like crazy. All right, Jared, we're going to let you go. You need a good night of sleep so you can get ready for the home opener tomorrow. And listen, take care of yourself, stay healthy, and keep hitting the long ball, big guy.
Will do. Appreciate it, guys. Take care.
Take care. Have a great night. All right, that was Jared Parker of the Richmond Flying Squirrels, former UVA star center fielder. All right, let's talk about the spring game. We're gonna pivot back to football, Hobbo.
That's finally a basketball term there. My goodness.
I know. We got to do something for you. All right, so let's talk about a couple of players that we could see some more action out of. Connor Wingo Reeves played some fullback last year. And since Billy Scrobacks graduated, don't be surprised if Connor isn't playing a whole lot more. He's a local kid.
But that's a blocking position at Virginia primarily,
right? Yeah, but sometimes
right?
They leak out and throw him the ball.
Ah.
And, so Connor is a big strapping fullback, 6'3", 220.
I think we had a scoop tonight on Who's Talking, a little scoop on the quarterback situation from one Billy McMullen.
Well, I've been hearing that from a number of my sources in Charlottesville.
Yeah, but I don't trust your sources. I trust Billy McMullen.
Well, you know, Billy is one of my sources, Hobbo. See?
I still don't trust your
sources. I think you need to stick to basketball. All right, so let's move along here. Offensive line. There's been some intelligence passed along to me in the last 2 days. Eric Tetlow, a Mills Godwin product, looks to be the potential starter, and that would be quite a coup for him because it was only a year ago that he was breaking into the ranks there and learning the systems. Connor Davis from Deep Run is expected to be the left guard. Jay Whitmire is battling that lower back injury, but I think he'll be the right guard. Eric Smith at right tackle seems to have locked that up. Left tackle is a little dicey because Siddiqui Olenrewaju has got an injury. There's also Cody Wallace, Michael Mooney, Ryan Dole, Jack McDonald, Jake Filer, who is a early enrollee this year, could add some depth. And Stephen Moss is coming in this summer, and he's a four-star from Fredericksburg. And I wouldn't be surprised if Stephen Moss doesn't find his way in the two deep somehow.
Well, I think you made a good point earlier. I mean,
did?
Yeah.
Hey, stop the presses.
Even a blind squirrel finds an acorn once in a while, you know. But
I'm going to keep firing.
On the offensive line, if they can get the offensive line squared away, you know, they have running backs. They got receivers. If they, you know, be it Lambert or Watford, if they can find a quarterback and have a little balance offensively and the quarterback's not back there running for his life, they could turn it around offensively.
Right, you made a great point because with Kevin Parks back, and he is rock solid as your starting tailback, but with Taquan Mizell, a.k.a. Smoke, coming in and playing.
You got two quality running backs.
Two high quality. And then on top of that, you've got Jordan Ellis coming in this summer, who's 5'11", 210 from Georgia. And I am told that this kid can play.
But the problem last year, they became a little one-dimensional on occasion because they had trouble throwing the football.
Well, that and you got to open a hole. If you don't have a hole, you're going to have trouble.
That's true.
Getting past the offensive.
Doesn't matter how good a running
scrimmage.
Back you are. Eh?
That's
well,
right.
You're gonna they're gonna miss Morgan Moses. There's no two ways about it. But I think there's enough talent there if they can get healthy, that this offense could break out. Because again, the skill players are much better right now as a collective group.
Although, you know, Parks and Mizell, I know Parks is. Mizell's a pretty good receiver, too. You know,
he's a fantastic receiver.
Sometimes they throw the ball, try to get him out into space where they have an opportunity.
How about you just used a serious pro term? Where did that come from?
I tell you, I know my football.
You know, one thing I hope to see is that we'll be able to defend that double wideout flip pass to the sidelines with one receiver blocking, the other one running, because we could not defend that last year. And I hope we play that. I hope we have that in our arsenal.
Who was it the year before? Louisiana Tech or somebody walked
through
the ball?
Threw it like 15 times.
I know.
BYU.
But, you know, part of that was, again, Nicholson went out, and they had to put Tim Harris on the field a season too soon. See, the disadvantage was the fact that Harris had to play as a true freshman. The advantage is it pays off now because that young man knows what he's got to do now. Nicholson is back, and he means to prove that he wants to play in the NFL. You got Anthony Harris back there, and he's all world. I mean, Anthony Harris can flat play. He beat Brigham Young with that brilliant interception in the rain. Bobby, you know how important it is to have some veterans in the secondary. Talk to us about that, and then we'll go to break.
Well, you know, having the guys that have been there before, they'll calm down the younger guys. So, number one, you can expend a lot of energy just by being nervous. So, the older guys are going to help that out, and they'll provide that kind of team concept, that team play, where you fit in and how you fit in. So, that's extremely important.
Well, Quinn Blanding will be looking for some guidance from Anthony Harris, and what a great teaching situation that is. All right, we're going to head to break. We come back. We've got the Olympic Sports Report, and then we're going to sort of handicap the spring game, which is this Saturday at 1 o'clock. Stay with us. This is Who's Talking.